whatever you want to do is all right with me.
I tell you, you think about the beauty of compromising with each other. I do want to inject this just before we begin to look at some of the tremendous insights by Dr. Whitburn. Compromising takes skill. It takes courage. It takes confidence in your partner, that your partner will do the right thing. It takes confidence in yourself that you'll make the right decision. Compromising is a skill exercised by wise people, strong people. Weak people do a poor job of compromising. It has to be their way, their way, their way. All the time, their way. And it has to be all what they want. Compromisers are wise. Compromisers understand that life really is about relationships, and that it is wise and decent to do what we can to make the relationships as good as possible. Compromising. And so Al Green made the statement, hey, whatever you want to do, that's all right with me. We don't necessarily want to go to that extreme, because relationships mean each of us is looking out for the other. In the process of doing that, I need to know what helps me feel fulfilled in the relationship. And my wife needs to know what causes her to feel fulfilled in the relationship. Each of us needs to know what the other needs in order to feel fulfilled in the relationship. And we need to be willing to provide to the best of our abilities what our partners say they need from us. You notice I said to the best of our ability. Now, here's the thing. We don't want to look for easy outs. In other words, if there's something that our partner says he or she really needs from us, and we're not used to providing that, rather than say, well, that's not who I am, we may want to make some changes to who we are. I mean, isn't life about steadily improving who we are? Yeah, relationship, including our relationship with ourselves. Self-improvement is a good thing. And so if there's something that our partner says they need from us, and it's easy for us to do that because it fits our personality. It goes along with something that we've been doing just about all of our lives anyway. That's cool. Let's give it. But if it requires working, putting forth some effort to make some adjustments to our personalities so that we can begin to become even more of the person our partner needs in the relationship, so that we can provide whatever it is that they need emotionally. Maybe we need to talk more. Maybe we need to listen more. Maybe we need to hug more. I mean, you think about it. We know that people come from different homes, different environments, different upbringings. I get that. But let me ask you something. Just because in your home where you grew up as a child, there was very little, if any, hugging going on, what rule or law says that's the way you have to be for the rest of your life? You have to remain a non-hugger for the rest of your life. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is, you can change that and become a hugger if you choose to. So part of the issue becomes a question. My spouse says that I need to hug more. Is my spouse important enough to me for me to make the changes I need to make within myself so that I hug my spouse more? And not just a little more, but enough that my spouse is really getting what my spouse needs from my hugs, because my spouse is feeling my love flowing from me to my spouse when I hug, and because I'm hugging my spouse frequently enough. Not once every 8 or 9 or 12 weeks, maybe several times per week, maybe a couple of times per day. And you think about it now. I know some of you might be thinking, you know, if you're not huggers, come on now, a couple of times per day? Come on now, a couple of times. Who needs 2 hugs in a day, 4 or 5 days a week? If your spouse needs that, let me ask you this. You think about how long it takes. And I do mean literally how long. The length of time it takes to walk to your spouse instead of walking past your spouse. And let's just say you're leaving the den. Your spouse is leaving the bedroom. You two are going to cross paths en route to wherever each of you is going. And let's just say you're going to probably be, what, 1 foot, 2 feet away from each other? How long will it take you, rather than to just go ahead and walk past your spouse, to walk to your spouse? How much energy will it take to, rather than to just keep walking past your spouse, walk up to your spouse and stop? And extend your arms. Put your arms around your spouse while your spouse puts their arms around you, and you embrace each other. And you love. I'm not talking about sexual desire either. Just love. The love you have for each other is freed up to flow from one to the other. And then you each go ahead and break the embrace and continue on where you were going. How long would that take? 12 minutes? 5 minutes? 2 minutes? 30 seconds? 15 seconds? Hugs don't have to be all day long. I mean, you think about it. How long does the typical hug last? I mean, if you were to think about it and really start counting the seconds, how long do most hugs last? And I don't mean when, you know, it's something that a lot of people do, you know, they're just going through the motions. They know they don't care about the person they're hugging. I don't mean that. Two people who genuinely love each other, whether they're parent and child, whether they're siblings, whether they're husband and wife, whether they are uncle and niece, grandmother, grandson, they genuinely love each other. How long does the hug normally last? 30 minutes? You got to be kidding. 2 minutes? You have got to be kidding. No. Seconds. Think about it now. Seconds. And then you go on about your way. Whether that means you start talking with grandmom, or you just hugged your spouse and you're going on to do what you were getting ready to do, and same for your spouse. Seconds. Doesn't take a long time. So if you're talking about seconds per hug and you were passing by each other, you were in the same room anyway. It's not like you had to leave from the other side of town, each of you, 2 different parts of town, and you had to meet in the middle to do that hug. You're in the same house. You're in the same house. It is easy to get in 2 hugs per day. So that's not to say that your spouse needs 2 per day. But if your spouse does need that, guess what? It's really not that big a deal to do it. So the question again becomes, hey, this is something that my spouse really needs. Why don't I go ahead and make the changes and become a hugger, rather than asking my spouse to change and not desire the hugs anymore? Guess what? Proven fact, touch, as we all know, is something that is very important in relationships anyway. Placing the hand firmly yet gently on someone's shoulder, establishing contact in that way, adds to, increases intimacy. Even when it's just intimacy of friends, the handshake, the physical touch helps to enhance the relationship. So the point being, you decide that you're going to change and become a hugger, at least with your spouse, you both win.